Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, June the 12th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at today's show. Well, Overturning Capitalism is the title, and it's all about how socialists, communists, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and similar groups, basically, they all believe that their problems are, in fact, your problems. But, you know, it all starts with education. The last several generations of Americans have grown up in a school system which basically teaches Marxist values. The average American no longer sees any problem with that. People have been completely indoctrinated with perverse views of ethics, economics, politics, and how the world works. So we'll have quite a lengthy look into that. Hopefully you will learn something new. Then I talk about why people either love or hate Trump. You know, Trump doesn't play by the same rules as the other politicians in Washington, and he's breaking up the system. That ought to be enough. So then we talk about the greatest depression, frankly, much, much worse than the depression of the 30s. And the current mass delusion is that the Fed can bail everyone out with cost-free cash. But I talk about also what the Fed can't do. So some interesting thoughts, I think. Well, global economic activity as a whole is down by 20%, and the IBD TIPP Economic Optimism Index, which is a leading national poll on consumer confidence, declined by 5.4% in June. The index's current reading of 47 is at the lowest mark since September 2016. Well, all these complaints by the protesters, they don't really take into account that the core of the American experiment was that government should be limited and small. It should be the people's servant, not its master. But now the government is so big and bossy, it decides who gets what, who trades with whom, what you can ingest, what you learn in school, and even now, when you can go outside. We need to put a stop to all that. So we'll talk about that. As far as COVID-19 is concerned, according to the pandemic experts, far greater pain is yet to come. A disconcerting element of the crisis for epidemiologists is that so much about COVID-19 is still unknown. So do take everything you hear with more than just what we say in English is a pinch of salt, which I believe you talk about as a grain of salt. Well, then I'm going to talk about the militarization of police in American cities. Billions of dollars worth of military equipment, mostly used, some new, has been transferred to civilian police departments. Very scary and, quite frankly, totally unnecessary. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So please feel free to select any 3 of the shows out of my Podbean archives. But if you don't have a particular preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because I do talk a lot about current affairs and you will be more familiar with the current affairs, if you like, which will help you make a better judgment as to whether you like the show or not. So let me just finish with my contact information, my email address, which you will need to request the shows, which is also on the page, my Podbean page, by the way, at the top. So if you don't get a chance to write it down, but here it is anyway, rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, my name, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter address. So the Facebook contains comments which are a little too short for the main show, but you might want to consult them anyway because I think they're important and you should know them. And the address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. That's all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Okay? My Twitter address for the famous one-liners, which I have become famous the length and breadth of the nation, it is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. That's RM for my initials and the word Wake Up Call. Again, all one word, no punctuation, lowercase, RM Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today. I will be back again with you on Monday for another synopsis. So until then, this is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call saying bye-bye and have a wonderful weekend.